Secession, Reconstruction. Secession from or reconstruction of a union. This comment and response to a comment of my comment originated from a Rush Limbaugh suggestion that secession is where we are headed, which was referenced by Dan Bongino. The original comment, since the left has rejected the Constitution, morality, faith in God, family, responsibility, accountability, and freedom, they should be rounded up and put on a reservation where they can behave like the heathens they are without destroying America. Here was the response to the comment on my comment by a family friend, implying that I was being irresponsible. And here it is. If you don't think killing babies, unborn babies, abortion, homosexuality, pedophilia, lying with impunity, maneuvering to embondage people through fear of a virus, falsely accusing a sitting president and stealing an election is heathen, then you're disconnected from the Word of God. A person can't be in fellowship with the incarnate Word, Christ Jesus, and be out of fellowship with the written Word, the Bible. Thinking one can do so is deception 101. This age is going to end as a result of the spirit of Antichrist taking over. That is what prompts Christ to return to end this age. The adjectives I used above are descriptive of the spirit of Antichrist. Are you aware of the plans that the Democratic Party has for our society? Do you listen to what they say? Joe Biden is a historical liar, a plagiarist, an influence peddler, very likely a pedophile, and has lost most of his mental faculties. How could anyone vote for such a man? This election and the pushback is not about winning and losing a political race. It is about the future of this country. I'm near the end of my life and have many wonderful blessings that I could just kick back and enjoy. As a minister who sees the work of Satan to steal, kill, and destroy, who cares about his children, grandchildren, and America, I can't do that. Again, this is not about an L for conservatives and a W for liberals. Rather, it is about a point of no return loss for constitutional, freedom-loving, responsible America, and by association, the rest of the world. If Joe Biden takes office, there will be no reason to hold elections going forward. The outcomes will be settled by the lying, cheating politicians through money, media, and technology who serve only themselves. Your family has some wealth. Be prepared for your party to confiscate that wealth in the next few years. It will be needed to pay for the freebies and to pay China interest on the debt. Why do you think that the fake news media and social media are censoring people like the president and opposing voices? You don't have to censor if you're telling the truth. The truth will stand on its own. I don't mind anyone criticizing what I stand for because it is the truth. When I see facts to prove me otherwise, I'll change my mind. My comment above about a reservation speaks to the historical fact that the Indians who wanted to preserve their culture in opposition to Western culture were put on reservations. The fairness of this or legality of it is not the question. It was done because they did not accept Western culture, Western civilization. I know that not all the people who vote Democratic are devils. However, they're supporting devils through their political ideological positions. So I'll lump them together as Christ will at his return. There will be sheep and there will be goats. There will be wheat and there will be tares. There are no hybrids in the kingdom of God. As Rush pointed out, there's no possibility of reconciling the culture of socialism with the culture of constitutional freedom, free market individual rights, and by association Christianity. There's no possibility of that reconciliation. Those who espouse traditional American values have been called deplorables, racist, white supremacists, misogynists, homophobes, and bigots by those on the left. A person with any intelligence at all reads this as we must get rid of such people. And they will when they are in unopposed control. I trust you will take a look at the Word and listen to something other than the fake media so that you awake from the stupor that has taken over the minds of half the people in America. I consider you as a friend as well as your whole family. I hope that I have not become your enemy for telling you the truth. But if I have, remember this, I did it for your good, not mine.